Hi, my name is Bernadette Lang. I am a Master NLP practitioner and primary school teacher. I'd like you to find a place where you can comfortably relax for the next 20 minutes or so. And this MP3 is all about just being calm and letting all those worries simply go. So just get yourself nice and comfortable and close your eyes, just as if you were drifting off to sleep. That's it. You can really have fun pretending that your whole body is falling fast asleep now. Pretend that your arms are becoming sleepier and sleepier, as if your arms wanted to have a nice long sleep right now. Sleepy, and heavy, ever so heavy. Sleepy arms, sleepy hands, sleepy fingers. And pretend that your legs are becoming sleepier and sleepier, as if your legs wanted to have a nice long sleep now. Sleepy and heavy, ever so heavy. Sleepy legs. Sleepy feet. Sleepy toes. And that is just great. And you are doing this very well. And you know, when someone is deeply asleep, you can hear how their breathing is slower. And just have fun now, breathing in a slower, sleepier way. That's it. Like the way that a little boy or girl who lives near the sea can listen through the bedroom window at night and hear the waves of the sea slowly moving back and forth, gently breaking on the shore, there in the moonlight, as that little boy or girl rests their head on a pillow and begins to drift off to sleep. And as everybody in that seaside town begins to drift off to sleep right now. So let's play this game even more of let's pretend. I'm going to tell you a story about a child who is the same age as you will be on your next birthday. We will call this child James. And I want you to really pretend that you're James and that the story is about you. So really, you are acting in your own little film. And if your eyes aren't already closed, then you can close them if you wish, so that you can see the images or pictures in your mind much more clearly. Now, it's James's birthday, and James's mum has arranged a surprise party and invited lots of James's playmates and relatives. Most of these friends are children, but there are also some animals, because the party is going to be held in a very, very large place, which has been beautifully decorated with brightly coloured ribbons and streamers, balloons and big signs saying "Happy birthday" and "Welcome to my party" and other lovely messages. James is all dressed up and ready to receive the guests. And the first to arrive is a blonde, curly-haired girl called Mary, with her huge grey elephant, Nelly, who's carrying presents for James in his trunk. James's mum asks Mary and Nelly to put the presents on the long table for James to open later, and the girl and her elephant do as they are asked. The next to arrive is Ryan and his dolphin, Drake, and they also have gifts which they place on the table along with Mary and Nellie's. And just as they're doing so, the next guests turn up. A tall, thin girl called Terry with her tiny tortoise, which is actually a terrapin, and the terrapin's name is Tina. Tina the terrapin or Tina the tortoise, whichever you prefer. Now Tina is so small that she could fit in the palm of your hand. But Terry has told her all about you, so she wanted to bring you the biggest present possible, and it's so big that she uses all of her strength to push it along the floor. When your mum asks her to put the present on the table, she also comes over to lend a helping hand, and together she and Terry lift it up onto the table. Very soon, all your guests have arrived, and the party games are beginning to take place. But Drake the dolphin, Tina the terrapin, Nelly the elephant, and the other pets that have come to your party want to play in the garden. Drake especially wants to explore the large swimming pool that he saw when he arrived, so the pets are allowed out, knowing that the grounds are safe and secure, because your aunt and uncle are sitting next to the pool watching all the animals play. While the children start the party games, and you play all the games you love, excitedly playing musical chairs, pass the parcel, and you even get to do your favourite game, the Grand Old Duke of York. Your favourite songs are playing, and children dance, have fun, and soon become very hungry and ready to eat. The animals come back into the room, and everyone sits around another large table and tucks into all the delicious party food and drinks that are nicely laid out. And when everyone thinks they have finished, the lights are dimmed and a trolley with your huge birthday cake is wheeled in, and there are as many candles on it as the age you will be on your next birthday. You take a long deep breath and blow out the candles, and everyone, even the animals, sing happy birthday to you. Someone tells you that you should make a wish. Now, what will you wish for? Well, I know that at times things worry you, just like every other child in the whole wide world. And there are things that might seem easy for some people, but they might bother you inside, just like any others. And you don't really like those feelings that you have when you worry. And the silly thing is, you know that you're unique, just like every other child. You have your own talents and abilities, and you can do all the things that other children can do. But somehow you find it hard to explain, and it might feel like you get worried or angry or upset and just have those feelings you don't want to have. And again, this is all perfectly normal, because all children experience the same kind of feelings. So you make a wish, and then the lights are turned up. After the cake, your mum makes an announcement. It's time for you to open your presents. Well, there are so many gifts. Where will you start? Maybe the smallest ones first. You can leave Tina the terrapin's till last, because it's so big you're going to need help lifting it off the table. So you begin unwrapping your presents. At first, they're all very small gifts. It's pencil cases, colouring in books, pens, books. And you are so excited, as you love art. And then they gradually grow larger and heavier. A new bag, clothes, lots of games and toys, even a laptop from your aunt and uncle. By now, your excitement is beginning to build up. In fact, you're not sure if it's excitement or nerves, because you're coming to the biggest present of all. Your mum lifts it onto the floor, and you eagerly rip off the wrapping paper. Your present is wrapped in layers and layers of bubble wrap, which you begin to unwind. And you wonder, what is in here? What could it be? Could it be whatever it was that you wished for? What did you wish for? What did you really, really wish for? Maybe you thought of a new bike or a playhouse or a beautiful pony. But if so, what was really at the back of your mind, wasn't it better to feel better about all the things that have been bothering you? And as you continue to unwind the bubble wrap, you suddenly pause. You didn't notice before how each of the bubbles in the bubble wrap was different colours. Some are blue, others pink, some yellow, orange, silver and sparkly gold. There is purple, different shades, even white and black. But what attracts your attention the most is one particular bubble that is a lovely blue-violet colour. You begin to think of some of the things that used to bother you. As you do this, you give it a colour. For example, something that made you feel angry might look like a red bubble, so you pop it. Just like that, you pop the clear red bubble in the bubble wrap, and as you do, you see that a small piece of red ribbon was all that covered the bubble wrap, so you carefully pull it out and put it into the bin. And an amazing thing happens when you pull out the ribbon. Any thoughts or feelings of anger just disappear. You think of something else that upset you at some time. Maybe worried about going on stage for a school show. Or maybe feeling that you wished you were someone else because they were good at something you were imagining you aren't. And you notice a bubble with a colour that seems to match how that made you feel. Some people would say this was yellow, but of course it has to be the colour that you choose it to be. So whatever colour that is, pop the bubble and see the small thread of that colour ribbon inside. Pull it out, gently at first, and then give it a tug. You don't want to feel like that. Pull it all the way out and put it in the bin. And of course, as soon as you pull it out, you realise that you won't feel those uncomfortable feelings again. Or if, for any reason you do, all you need to do is to close your eyes for a second or two and imagining yourself popping that bubble and pulling out the ribbon. There are so many bubbles that you've completely forgotten about what was inside the wrapping. And even if you hadn't forgotten it, it doesn't matter right now, because you know that you can really enjoy this later. You pop the next bubble, a black one, that seems to match some of the black feelings you've had. And as you pop it, the ribbon springs up and you pull it out, a strand of black ribbon, into the bin. Now I'll be quiet for a few moments while you pop a few more. All the feelings you don't want to have, pop them. Pull out that ribbon and put them in the bin. Now, you can come back to your bubble wrap whenever you wish and get rid of any and all of the feelings you don't want to have. But before we leave your bubble wrap popping, noticing there is one large bubble very, very close to your gift. And this one is a beautiful shade of blue-violet. You want to pop it, but then you're not sure because you cannot imagine putting it into the bin. This bubble represents good, happy feelings. The sort of feelings that make you want to smile or laugh. The sort of feelings that you really want to keep. Well, popping bubble wrap is irresistible, so let's give it a try. Pop the blue-violet bubble. Gently draw out the ribbon. It's not just a strand like the others. It's a long, rich, silky, velvety ribbon, and it has your name on it. As the ribbon comes out, you realise that this one is all about the way that you really want to feel. the way that you can feel, the way that you do feel. This is your ribbon. It's your favourite colour. It's a beautiful ribbon that belongs to you and to you alone. You examine your violet blue ribbon. Tie it into a beautiful bow if you wish. Put it close to your heart or wrap it around your finger. Whatever you want to do, and keep it for as long as you want. And I want you to remember this story. And whenever you have feelings that you don't want to have, where you worry, imagine yourself popping the bubble wrap, squeezing it together between your finger and thumb, choosing a colour that matches those unwanted feelings, and pulling out the ribbon before throwing it away. When you've done this, you'll want to have good feelings instead, nice, happy thoughts. And so you will remember your blue violet ribbon and pretend that you're holding it again. When you've done this, you will want to have good feelings instead, nice thoughts. And so you will remember your blue violet ribbon and pretend that you're holding it again. And the moment you do this, you will immediately feel happy again. You'll feel yourself lighter, smiling, and all those worries will have just melted away. Right now, you can think about unwrapping that last present. Imagine what's in it and what you're going to do with it. Now I'd like you to take those comfortable, lovely, warm, happy feelings with you throughout your day. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And when you hear the number 1, you'll be nice and wide awake. 5, wiggle your toes. 4, wiggle your fingers. 3, have a nice big stretch. 2, open your eyes. And 1, enjoy your day. Or if you're relaxing in bed, have a nice, good, happy sleep.